Homily for Monday, August 2nd. By way of introduction, I have to tell you, I am not going to reflect on today's readings. So, we're going to leave Moses in the desert, bemoaning his fate of having to lead the people of Israel. And we'll also leave Jesus in the desert, there to feed 5,000 hungry people. And my reason is that Saturday, this past Saturday, July 31st, was the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And as a Jesuit, I just feel compelled to say something about him, to share with you what I have learned and have come to hold dear from Ignatius's own experience of God. So please be understanding. And let me begin by saying this. We have all heard, I think, the words Paul used in preaching to the Greeks about the Christian experience of God. He spoke of the God in whom we live and move and have our being. It was Ignatius's gift to help us come to recognize and live out of that experience of God. He called it learning to find God in all things and in all situations. But go back to Paul's words. The God in whom we live and move and have our being. God is that all-encompassing reality in which we live. God simply cannot be somewhere else. God is right here. So how do we open up to, have access to, the God who is already present to us? Another way of asking the same question is, how do we enter into Jesus' own relationship with the Father? Jesus' own experience of the God he called Abba. This is coming to the Father through Jesus. Ignatius struggled. He struggled long and mightily with the experience of God's absence in his life. God might be an idea for Ignatius, an idea of a reality he was told stood at the center of all reality. Yet he painfully had to admit to himself that was only an idea for him, not an experience. Experientially, God was absent, not there. Experientially, God was not real. Ignatius struggled. He struggled through hours of prayer and much fasting and penances to make God present, to make God real. He was even driven to despair and contemplated suicide. But then something happened that turned his whole world upside down. He describes it in his autobiography. He began to recognize the futility of his own efforts to make God present. We cannot make God present. rather than his own efforts to make God present. Ignatius found himself asking about God's efforts to make himself present. His question became, what is God doing in my life to make himself present, to make himself sensed and felt and real? Immediately, Ignatius felt unburdened, freed from the burden of having to make God present. Ignatius located, and the word he would use is discerned. Ignatius discerned God's efforts to make himself present to Ignatius in the love he found in his own heart. God announces his presence to us in and through the love we really do have in our own hearts. The love that takes us caringly into the lives of other people. The love that we see most clearly in the life and death of Jesus. So where is God? Where is this God in whom we live and move and have our very being? Ignatius's answer for us is, look to your love, reverence your own deep down desires. It is there that God's presence, God's glory, shines through. And bring that light to others. Help them to see that light in themselves. Make God's glory greater, deeper, brighter in our world. So let me wish you a belated happy feast of Ignatius of Loyola.